بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب سنة الجمعة during the sunnahs of each salah. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi now brings the chapter on the sunnah of Jumu'ah. Now regarding Jumu'ah salah, we have what is called Qabliyah and Ba'diyah, those sunnah before the Jumu'ah salah and the sunnah after Jumu'ah salah. في حديث ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما السابق أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى أنه صلى مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ركعتين بعد الجمعة متفق عليه. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلى أحدكم الجمعة فليصلي بعدها أربعا رواه مسلم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان لا يصلي بعد الجمعة حتى ينصرف فَيُصَلِّ رَكْعَتَيْنِ فِي بَيْتِهِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٍ. So these narrations have been mentioned and many others in other kitabs of hadith. We find according to the Hanafi scholars, there is four rakat sunnat that a person will read before the fard salat. Four rakat sunnah. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi is of the opinion of two rakat. But the majority of the other schools say that it's four rakat sunnah before the fard of Jumu'ah Salah. This is mentioned Imam Tahawi rahmatullahi alayhi, is mentioned in his Tahawi Sharif. Ibn Majah rahmatullahi alayhi has also mentioned this in his hadith kitab, that four rakat of sunnah before the fard of Jumu'ah. And then the hadith we did today, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا صَلَّ أَحَدُكُمْ الْجُمُعَةِ فَلْيُصَلِّي بَعْدَهَا أَرْبَعًا. The first hadith, now this is talking about after Jumu'ah Salah. When any one of you performs Jumu'ah Salah, then he should read four rakats after the Jumu'ah Salah. And the second narration, Wa'ali ibn Umar, according to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never used to read Jumu'ah Salah, never used to read after Jumu'ah Salah, hatta yansarifa, kana la yusalli ba'd al-Jumu'ah, hatta yansarifa. So after the Jumu'ah Salah, he would not perform any Salah until after he had left. That was, he read the two rakats, the fard of Jumu'ah. Then Rasulullah would go home and read two rakats Salat in his home. So he wouldn't read in the masjid. So two different narrations have been mentioned. One is mentioned four rakats and the other one two rakats. There are ahadith that mention, Atta rahmatullah says that I saw Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma performing six rakats sunnah. In other words, four rakats, two rakats, and then four rakats. So from various ahadith, the ulama have then said, in the Hanafi school of thought, that after the two rakats fard that we read of Jumu'ah, then a person will read in total six rakats sunnah after the fard. So you read two rakats sunnah, and then four, or you can read four and then two. So regarding the tartib, after the fard you read that we read Jumu'ah Salah, then you can read two rakat sunnah, and then you read four rakats, or you can read four rakat sunnah first, and then two rakat. It's a straightforward, very simple. So before Jumu'ah Salah, four rakat sunnah. After Jumu'ah Salah, in total, according to the Hanafi school of thought, is six rakats. Making amal on all the different hadith, where four has been mentioned, two has been mentioned, and there's a narration also mentioned that Rasulullah read, or the Sahaba read, two rakats, and then four. So in total, after the fard of Jumu'ah, you will read six rakats, not six rakats one go, you read two rakats first, and then four rakats, or you can read four rakats first, and then two rakats. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal on all these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.